Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kevin W. Oakes. I am the chief of the Rio Grande Valley sector, and I'm here today to proudly introduce the Commissioner of the United States Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske. Commissioner?
Good. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks very much. Well, I'm going to do my best not to let all my notes blow off and into the river. But one, thank you very much for being here, particularly the fact that we need your help. We need the help of the media on this campaign. You know, today we chose this location because we want to highlight the dangers of trying to get across not only this river, but as you can see from some of our other posters, getting across the desert. The number of lives that have been lost has been significant. From October through June of this year, in fact, this river has claimed 34 lives. And those deaths are in addition to the lives that have been lost in the desert, in vehicle crashes, and in ways that we couldn't actually determine. And so far this fiscal year, we've had 226 deaths. Well, I'm here today because we want to stop those deaths. We want to warn people of the dangers, and frankly, we can't do this without your help. And we want to tell them that if you cross the border illegally, no matter what your age is, you are not going to get legal papers. There is no permiso. There is no permission to stay. The dramatic rise that we have seen in the number of unaccompanied immigrant children is something that you all are very familiar with already. And they're arriving at our southwest borders in unprecedented numbers, and it truly is a humanitarian crisis. And three-quarters of these children are from Central America. And they arrive hungry, and they're thirsty, and they're exhausted, and they're scared. The Department of Homeland Security has mobilized unprecedented resources to address the situation that's consistent with our laws, and it's consistent with our values as Americans. CBP has worked closely with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We have several FEMA representatives here, but we also have representatives of FEMA Corps, young people either in college or recently having graduated from college that are all down here from all parts of the country to be a help to us. So FEMA is coordinating the efforts of the overall emergency response. Others include the White House, the Department of Homeland Security, and Secretary Johnson has made a number of trips to this area. The Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, the Department of State, and the Department of Health and Human Services. Together, we're processing the unaccompanied children and the families through this system as quickly as we can. We've located additional facilities to house and process the children, places like Lackland Air Force Base and Fort Sill, Oklahoma. This has placed a lot of stress on the employees of CBP. Secretary Johnson this week announced the immediate deployment of 150 additional Border Patrol agents to the Rio Grande Valley. And the added personnel are going to be used in not only disrupting transnational criminal organizations, but also to help in the processing and the detention efforts. This is, by the way, on top of the 115 additional Border Patrol agents that had been deployed earlier. Well, I've seen these employees. This is my third trip down here just to McAllen, but I've visited a number of other stations along the RGV. I've seen them respond to these difficulties with professionalism, but also with compassion. They've made heroic efforts to help these kids. They've rescued kids, they care for them, and they're committed to taking care of them in a way that's most humane, in a way that's most compassionate. Frankly, it's a way that comes from their heart. I couldn't be more proud of the work of the men and women of Customs and Border Protection, and right now the Border Patrol, as to how they have risen to the challenge. Our Air and Marine unit, which is represented here, has done an outstanding job also. So really, this is a whole of DHS approach, as we'd say, inside the Beltway, and it's really a whole of government approach. But we have to stem the flow. We have to stem the flow. In addition to dealing with the immediate situation of our border, we have to stop the illegal migration that is causing so many difficulties, placing so many people in dangerous positions. The State Department and the White House are working with senior government officials in the countries in which most of these young people are coming from, and you know them well, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They hope to address the conditions in Central America, which are spurring the action of many of these young people to flee: poverty, education, and safety and security. And in addition, the Department of Justice has truly stepped up to the plate on this. They've committed to having more immigration judges help in expediting the immigration hearings. Well, the message is very clear from the administration, and the message could not have been made more clear by the president the other day. If you cross illegally into the United States, you're not eligible to earn a path to citizenship. You will not be eligible under the comprehensive immigration legislation that is currently before the Congress. You're not eligible for a deferred action for childhood arrivals, or as we know it, as it's called, DACA. You will not get papers to allow you to stay, and you are putting yourself and your children in grave danger. What are those dangers? Well, let me tell you a little bit about those. And that's the reason that we've asked you to help with this campaign. And we're introducing further steps now today in communicating to the children, but also to their families, who are considering making this very dangerous journey. And the message is clear. First of all, these children are our future. Children are the future of these countries that we've been talking about, and they have to be protected. That's something that is absolutely universal. CBP has developed a multimedia public awareness campaign regarding the dangers of the journey to the United States and the fact that no legal papers or path to citizenship awaits anyone who has crossed illegally. The dangers, of course, are real, too, because of the desolate areas. As we've seen, unprecedented numbers of Border Patrol agents, technology, and assistance along our entire southwest border. We've also seen that people attempt to enter the country through more desolate and, frankly, more dangerous areas. But they're also subject to the transnational organized criminals, smugglers. Oftentimes, the smugglers are juveniles, are young people themselves, because they feel they won't be prosecuted as aggressively. In fact, right now, nothing could be further from the truth, as you know from Secretary Johnson and the President in announcing additional resources to interact and to interdict with these smuggling organizations. But the people that are most impacted by these smuggling groups, of course, are the migrants themselves. They're often held for what they thought would have been the amount of money that they were paying to come across into the country, and then they're held. They're held illegally. They're held essentially as kidnapped victims for more money, either from themselves or from their family members. And let me tell you a startling statistic also. More female migrants are being raped during this journey to the United States border. So far in this fiscal year, 2014, 46 girls and women who have arrived in this sector reported being raped while traveling to the border. That is a greater number than all of last year. And that's just in the southwest section of the border. Now, I happen to know from having been a police chief and a police officer for 40 years that sexual assault is one of the most underreported crimes. So you can only imagine if we've had 46 people report these awful crimes to our Border Patrol agents, how many more crimes were not reported. But I also have to tell you that I couldn't, again, be more proud of the Border Patrol and the fact that in many ways they've gained trust from these communities and these people that they serve. Otherwise, I'm not so sure that 46 women and girls would have been eager or would have been going forward to, in fact, report these crimes of such a nature to the Border Patrol. But they look to these Border Patrol agents for help. When they want to avoid checkpoints, young people oftentimes get on what we all know as the beast, la bestia, the train, and we know from the statistics the number of young people that have been hurt or injured, or in fact even killed from taking that dangerous route forward. When these children arrive, they're not only malnourished, as I said, they're also oftentimes have a disease, have something that needs to be treated by a physician. the Centers for Disease Control, the Public Health Service that is represented, and the Coast Guard corpsmen that are all here are tremendously helpful in helping us to deal with this disease issue. Well, this campaign message is important. It is truly multimedia. And it's really three parts. The journey's dangerous. Children will not get legal papers if they make it. And these children need to be protected because they are our future. The campaign has print materials. It includes billboards, posters, signage. There will be paid advertising in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico. And all materials are going to be shared with stakeholder partners for distribution. The print ad campaigns begin on July 7th. 233 billboards, bus signage, bus shelters, road overhead signage in Central America, and additional print signage in Mexico. Well, we know from these messages things like, I thought it would be easy for my son to get his papers in the United States, but it isn't true. It's a very clear, simple, and direct message. And the work that was done to put these messages together took some time. We needed the cooperation of those other countries. We needed the cooperation and help from the State Department. We needed to make sure that these messages are appropriate, that they're effective, and that they've been tested. And we have Jaime Ruiz, who is over here. We should invite you up here. Jaime Ruiz works for CBP. He is well known for working with communities, the Hispanic community, to really get this message across. He'll be available, of course, for interviews and for further discussion. He was absolutely instrumental in helping put together this entire program. And now the important part of this is that after he finishes interviewing and talking with you, we put him on a plane all over the country to go talk to Spanish media outlets. But where are they? Well, New York and Connecticut and others, because we want this same message about the dangers of the journey to also resonate with people living here in this country who often communicate with relatives in those, predominantly in those three Central American countries. You know, each piece was professionally developed. It's unique and special to the three countries that I mentioned. And at the same time that we're reaching out to other stakeholders, we want to encourage as many people to spread the message as possible. I don't think there's been any greater partner in some of these issues than the Spanish language media. They feel compelled and they feel a real responsibility to make sure that the people that view and listen to their messages also will hear the messages about danger and hear the message that and the fact that there is no legal pathway to citizenship. And we'll be asking them after September, which is when this paid media program runs through, we'll be asking them to continue on. But we want to see this work and we want to see it in force. But frankly, we can't do it without your help and your cooperation. These are hard-hitting messages. They're clear. And we have, as I said, the domestic outreach within the United States, where Jaime will lead this effort, but also travel internationally to help us. Well, I think I've said enough about this program, and I'm also happy to take a few questions. Thank you all very much for being here. We actually started working on the message. The messaging campaign has been done in the past, and as you know from some of the Border Patrol work that they've done, they've always talked about every summer during the particularly hot times. This is a reinvigorating of the message with greater money, greater depth. But we also needed to make sure, because these three countries, it was a little bit unique. In the past, a lot of this was focused on Mexico. We had to make sure that we had the cooperation and the support of those three countries, and we had to make sure that these are appropriate messages in the idiom and in the way this is being dealt with. The last thing we wanted to do, of course, is to roll out something too quickly that either doesn't resonate well or isn't a message that is supported by our partners in those three countries. That's why. Other questions, please? Any? Yes.
I know, just kind of like you had mentioned, that this message has gone out before, and we've seen from years past the death toll has
I think that this message is important because when I went back to what we talked about as our values as Americans, it's about we don't want to see people place themselves or their loved ones or family members in danger. We all clearly get why people come to this country because of safety, security, economic potential economic benefits through hard work, and the chance for a better education. But these dangers are too great, and the fact that whatever has caused some of this messaging to believe that once you come to this country, you'll actually be allowed to stay has been totally false, and it's come from, as you well know, the highest levels of government when the president spoke on this issue. So that's why it's important. I actually don't have that. Once we encounter people and once we process them and once we turn them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, everyone that comes into the country illegally is given a notice to appear. Then it is really up to Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Justice to process people. So I would actually defer to them on those numbers. I'm not familiar with that, but let me just go back for a minute. I've known Steve McGraw for a long time from my law enforcement days before ever coming to the administration. There could not be a better partner to Customs and Border Protection than DPS, and if there is an issue on jurisdiction or an issue where we're not as cooperative or not as helpful to DPS, I will certainly look into it. But I can also tell you that when I listen to the chiefs here in this sector, there isn't a day goes by that they don't praise DPS. Thanks. Other questions? Yes. Well, for instance, we know that Honduras right now has the highest homicide rate of any country in the world. So we know that gang issues and violence and the concern that we've heard from young people that have been fleeing is an important measure of why they're leaving those countries. We also know that with this unprecedented number of Border Patrol personnel, of technology that has been placed on the border, that people put themselves in greater danger by crossing in locations that are frankly more hazardous, and that includes this river. It was 115 that was originally, they were originally added several months ago, and Secretary Johnson announced an additional 150. Remember, too, that when we work in conjunction with our local partners, DPS in particular, they've all kind of surged resources in this effort. Okay. Yes. I was just in the McAllen station. Many of you have been on some of these tours or you've seen the pictures, you visited them yourselves. This is my third trip down here in the 3 months that I've had the job. The McAllen station today actually looked a little better. I think that comes from this whole of government approach to get people, for instance, the help of FEMA, the help of Health and Human Services and others. It's not anywhere near what it should be. These are not facilities that anyone should stay in for any length of time, but we're all committed to taking care of them and then getting them to a safer location. So under a court decision, 72 hours was a number that we were told that we should really adhere to. I will tell you that we were not during the height of all of this, and I don't want to diminish that we've reached some kind of plateau, et cetera. But during the height of all of this, it was clear we weren't meeting that 72-hour commitment. We're better now, and I believe we are under 72 hours on average right now. That's a great step forward. It's a step forward, by the way, we couldn't have taken without the help of a lot of people that are here, and frankly, a lot of people that are represented at state and local government. Yes. Well, you know, I greatly appreciate not only the mayor of McAllen and his comments. I greatly appreciate what this city and this community has done. As Chief Oaks would tell you, there's no better partner to the United States Border Patrol or Customs and Border Protection than the city of McAllen and the mayor. I would tell you that when you look at the numbers, even compared to fiscal year 13 and fiscal year 12, and you look at the amount of time, this is not sustainable. These charts and graphs look like the space shuttle going off compared to the last few years. When I first saw this and went back to the White House and went back and talked with the secretary, I described it as a humanitarian crisis. I would still stand by that, but the mayor of McAllen have been great. Yes, you had a question. Sure. We've had a baseline of some of the media campaigns over the years going back, and Jaime can probably give you more detail later on. But we've been we needed to add the most one of a significant part of this two-part message, and that is you will not receive permission to stay in this country. I think the fact that the campaign in the past was always focused on the dangers that we see, but we really have to do our best to blunt this very false message that people can come here to the country illegally and that they can stay. So it's been the last 4 months that we've really invigorated that. Well, there is an asylum process, and it is certainly, as the president has said, we're going to follow the laws absolutely on that. But Vice President Biden was just recently in Central America. Secretary Kerry was just recently there, as just a couple days ago. And you know, an announcement had been made for some additional support, additional funding, additional help to those three countries to help deal with some of the problems that are driving people or causing people to flee from those countries. So that's important. Yes. You know, our greatest hope, of course, is our first priority was, of course, to deal with this unprecedented number of people in a safe, humane way. Our second hope is whether it is in our negotiations with other countries, whether it's in the multimedia campaign that includes all of these, including social media, all of these different messages, to be able to stem the flow. We really have to work hard to reduce it for all the reasons that I've talked about. You know, if I was able to predict, I'd be a highly paid consultant instead of head of Customs and Border Protection. Maybe one more question? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, let me. The judges are immigration judges, so it would be through the civil immigration process. The Department of Justice and Attorney General Eric Holder were tasked by the president to surge Department of Justice resources. Secretary Johnson has added additional investigators to work with the Border Patrol, who the Border Patrol has had a lot of success apprehending smugglers, and we'll do everything we can to support state and local government. you know, state and local government, I mean, this issue has fallen on them. They recognize it. I think they also recognize that we're all in this together. Thank you all very much for being here. I hope you have a chance to talk with Jaime, and I hope you have a chance to take a look at the messages. Thank you again.